God, I'm exceeding weary.
Just come to that.
I had thought weariness does not have attached one to so high blood.
Fate, it does me, though it discolors the complexion of my gracious immunology. Does not so vilely needed as I have small beard.
Why?
A prince should not be so loosely studied as to remember so weak a composition.
Like then, my appetite was not princely gone. By my troth, I do not remember the poor creature's small beard.
Indeed.
These humble considerations make me out of luck with my breakfast.
Disgrace is it to little remember thy name.
I want to know thy face tomorrow. To take note of how many pairs of silk stockings thou hast. These and those that are thy peach-covered ones. I want to bear the inventory of thy shirts, as one for superfluity, another for use. But at the tennis court, keep them as better than others. For it is a low ebb of linen with thee, and thou keepst not racket.
How well it follows, after you have laboured so hard, you should talk so idly. Tell me, how many good young princes would do so, their fathers being so sick as yours at this time?
Shall I tell thee one thing,
prince? Yes, Faith, and let it be an excellent good thing.
That you'll serve among wits of no higher breeding than thine.
Go to, I stand the push of your one thing you will tell.
Mary, I tell thee, it is not meet I should be sad now my father is sick. Albeit I could tell to thee, as to one it pleases me, for fault of a better to call my friend. I could be sad. And sad indeed, too.
Very hardly upon such a subject.
By this hand, I think, is me as far in devil's book as thou art Falstaff for obduracy and persistency. Let the end try the matter. I tell thee, my heart bleeds inwardly, my father is so sick. Keeping such vile company as thou art, hath in reason taken from me all ostentations.
The reason?
What shall I think of me if I should weep?
Why, I would think thee a most princely hypocrite.
It would be every man's thought. And thou art a blessed fellow to think so, as every man thinks. Never a man's thought in the world keeps the roadway better than thine. The man would think me a hypocrite indeed. And what excites your most worshipful thought to think so?
Why? Because you have been so lewd and engrafted and false.
And to thee?
By this light, I am well spoken.
I can hear it with my own ears.
The worst they can say of me is that I am a second brother, and that I am a proper fellow of my house. And these two things, I confess, I cannot help.
Yours, most noble father. How's that, thy master?
Oh, well, my lord. He has heard of your grace coming to town. There's another word.
Delivered with good respect. And how doth the Martinus, your master?
In bodily health, sir.
Marry, the immortal power needs a physician. But that moves not him. But that is sick. It dies not.
And to allow this wen to be as familiar with me as my dog. And he owes his place. But look you, how he writes. Sir John Falstaff, knight, to the son of the king nearest his father, Harry, Prince of Wales.
Why, this is a certificate.
I will imitate the honourable Romans in brevity.
He sure means brevity and breath, short-winded.
I commend thee to thee. I commend thee.
And I leave thee.
Be not too familiar with points. For he misuses thy favour so much that he swears thou art to marry his sister now. Repent at idle times as thou mayest, and so farewell. Thine by yea and by no, which is as much as they as thou usest him. Jack Falstaff with my familiars, John with my brothers and sisters, and Sir John with all of us.
My lord, I'll keep this letter in sack and make him eat it.
Just to make him eat 20 this morning. Do you mean so? Sir, I marry your sister.
God send a wench no worse fortune.
But I never said.
Well, thus we play the fools with the time. Spirits of the wise sit in the clouds and minds. Is our master here in town?
Oh, yeah, my lord.
Where's Subsley? That the old boar feed at the old Frank.
At the old place, my lord.
In East Cheap Hot Company.
Ephesians, my lord. Of the old church.
Have any women with him?
No, my lord, but old Mistress Quickly and Mistress Dulcercy.
pagan may that be?
Proper gentlewoman, sir, and a kinswoman of my master's.
Isn't such a kin as the parish heifers are to the town
hall. Shall we see you for a moment?
Supper.
I am your shadow, my lord. I'll follow you.
Sir, you born in Bardon? No word to your master, and I'm yet come to town. Here's for your silence.
I have no tongue, sir.
And for mine? Oh, governor.
Yes!
Very well, go.
Don't tell she. She'll be some road.
I warrant you. As common as the road between St. Albans and London.
Why is he forced out to stir himself tonight in his true colours?
None of herself to be seen.
Put on two leather jerkins and aprons, and wait upon his table as drawer.
From a god to a ball. A heavy deception.
Does Jones kill him?
From a prince to an apprentice.
A low transformation. That should be mine for everything that covers this way with the folly. Follow me, Ned.